Gary Ewell, and I'm on the board of the Hainstock Cemetery.
Gary joins us on Community Hotline today as we look ahead to an event coming up in August for the Hainstock Cemetery. Gary, let's just start off with a little bit of history first, though. Where is the cemetery located, and how long has it been part of our community here?
The Hainstock Cemetery is about 3 miles west of Olds on the Sundry Highway. As most people know, it's just one of many rural cemeteries in the county. The first graves are actually from the late 1800s, so there's a lot of history. It used to be the cemetery used by the town of Olds, but because the road could be difficult at times, the town created a closer cemetery, and Hainstock now stands on its own.
So, again, you've got a lot of history to share there, then, and you've got an event coming up on Tuesday, August the 4th. What have you got planned for that evening?
Well, last year, actually, we decided to do a cemetery tour because of all the history, and this year we are back again. This is going to start at 6:30 on Tuesday, August 4th. Should be about an hour, and we're going to provide some more detailed history of the cemetery, and it will include six short stories about pioneers who are interned at the cemetery.
Oh, that sounds very fascinating. As this event will take place, as you said, for about an hour, do people need to bring anything with them?
Lawn chairs would be good. We're going to have an area where we tell the stories from, and if you sit, it might be easier. And of course, this is primarily done as a donation event. We're trying to do a little bit of fundraising for more enhancement and beautification of the cemetery.
And that's excellent. If people want any more information about the board for the Hainstock Cemetery or the cemetery itself, who can they contact, Gary?
Well, we now have a website, and the website is www.hainstockcemetery.ca. So all the information anyone would need is on there.
Oh, that's great. Well, thanks so much for joining us on Community Hotline today.
Thank you very much.